This is Weekend Edition from NPR News. I'm Scott Simon. The Red River continues to rise this morning, and thousands of people in and around Fargo, North Dakota, have been evacuated from their homes. The river's already topped the record level of just over 40 feet set in 1897 and is not expected to crest now until Sunday, where crews and volunteers aren't just fighting the rising water, they're also battling bitter cold as temperatures overnight plummeted to near zero. From Fargo, NPR's David Shaper reports.
I'm standing on one of the bridges over the Red River between Fargo and Moorhead, Minnesota. This bridge, like most of the bridges between the two towns, is closed because the river has risen so high, water is passing just inches below the deck I'm standing on. The Red River has reached a level never before recorded in history, and it's still rising. But sandbagging efforts and work to shore up the dikes and levees has pretty much stopped, as the people of Fargo and Moorhead wait to see how much higher the river goes and whether those levees will hold.
We've got all our dikes in place.
Pat Zavarol is Fargo's city administrator.
We went from thinking we needed a million sandbags to 3 million sandbags, and building 28 miles of river dikes with sandbags, dirt, and some baskets that they've used in Iraq to protect the soldiers, and it seemed to be working out.
Zavarol says 15 to 25,000 volunteers have been coming out every day this week to help fill and place sandbags. Now the operation moves into what Zavarol calls a watch and pump vigil.
We have to watch the dikes, and as we get some leakage, we have to pump the water back into the rivers.
National Guard troops are patrolling the dikes to look for leaks. One of the biggest problems is the sub-freezing temperatures that drop to near zero overnight. Tim Mahoney is a Fargo City Commissioner.
People were working on the 4th Street dike last night, and they basically were working with frozen turkeys last night. The sandbags were so frozen hard, they'd have to throw them on the ground several times.
And these frozen sandbag dikes are more prone to leaks, leading to concerns about how well they'll hold up into next week. The river is now not projected to crest until Sunday and will stay at these record high levels for several days, maybe even a week. Those being evacuated from their homes can expect to be out for 10 days or more, leading many to agonize over whether to stay and try to protect their homes or go to higher ground. Rhea Fow lives in a lower-lying neighborhood in Moorhead, Minnesota.
You know, it's right now I have such mixed feelings on what I'd do. I guess if it's mandatory, I think I'd go. My husband may stay.
Authorities in both states say residents will not be arrested if they ignore mandatory evacuation orders. About a third of Moorhead's 32,000 residents have been asked to leave. Thousands more have left homes in Fargo. The Red Cross has set up shelters in the area and will provide food, clothing, showers, and a warm place to sleep for as long as evacuees need it. But many in Moorhead and Fargo say they won't leave their homes until they see the water coming in, and they continue to fill and stack sandbags.
It's intense. I'm not even sure what day it is.
Erin Thiel and her husband live in what some are calling no man's land. The city of Fargo put up a contingency dike, a second dike further away from the main dike along the river's edge to protect the city's water treatment plant and a larger neighborhood should the main dike fail. The Thiels live in the neighborhood that is between the two dikes.
So we've just been hauling in sandbags and putting it around our windows and just trying everything we can to make sure our house is all right.
Now the Thiels and everyone else in and around Fargo wait and watch to see if they'll win this fight against the rising Red River. David Shaper, NPR News in Fargo.